United States Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Africa David Gilmour says his country is vested in the merging of young leaders of Africa and America. In an interview with Studio 7, Gilmour says the U.S. is targeting Africa's youth because they are the next leaders of Africa.
We recognize that about 60% of the population in most African countries is under the age of 35. And so, you know, we recognize it's very important to that the United States should reach out and get to know that emerging generation of new generation of African leaders.
Initiatives like the Young African Leaders Initiative, or YALI, launched by President Barack Obama in 2010, offers examples of how the U.S. is trying to link African and American youth leaders. Gilmour explains that the YALI program, now in its third year and boasting 500 participants under 35, also shows that African youth want to return to their countries.
We rely on the young leaders who come and participate in this program to go home and give back and to mentor other young and up-and-coming leaders and to pass along, you know, what they've learned and to build their own network.
For Zimbabwean youths, like many of their African counterparts, finding resources to move past their prevailing challenges has been a main issue. For Zimbabwe, which has lagged behind in various sectors such as governance and economic growth, youth say programs like these assist them in networking and building resources to assist them in their professional careers. Gilmour agrees, adding that this year's 30 participants from Zimbabwe are driven to be game changers.
What's reassuring for me is that there's just a tremendous amount of talent in Zimbabwe. And of course, education levels are very high in Zimbabwe, so candidates are really good. And particularly, I think, in the business and entrepreneur sector, I've met so many young Zimbabweans who have tremendous ideas in business.
He says given the opportunity to do so, these young leaders can make real sustainable changes in their home communities.
And of course, this applies not only to Zimbabwe, but all across the continent. And our feeling is that the talent is there. The ideas are there, the energy are there with these young leaders, and really they just need an opportunity to be kind of unleashed and let their creativity flow.
The U.S. has pledged to continue supporting YALI and other youth following their return home. Gilmour says he is certain of Africa's economic and social growth by youth through their various programs, which include Trade Africa, which facilitates a trade between African countries, Global Food and Health Initiatives.
There will be an ongoing program of engagements with them, and we'll work with them and with alumni associations in their home countries to keep them connected with each other and to offer possibilities for ongoing enrichment and kind of professional development opportunities.
Gilmour dismisses the claims by skeptics of YALI and other programs that the U.S. is only entrenching its interests in the continent. He emphasizes that America is working through youth to build the continent. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.